Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, ladies, put your imagination to work for just a second. Imagine you've been served a big, juicy steak, broiled to a luscious brown. You cut into that rich red meat, and then you taste the tenderest steak you ever put into your mouth. That's a Kroger Tender Ray steak for you. Tender? Why, it'll melt in your mouth. For it's the famous beef that's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And keep in mind that Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your Kroger store and get a tender roast or a big, juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know that you're treating your family to the finest beef value in town. Get fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Today is the day on which the community center will be opening with formal ceremonies, including an address by the mayor of Rossville and other leading citizens. The ceremonies don't start until 3 this afternoon, however, and this morning in the Gibbs home, Penny talks to her mother about a vague hope she has. Penny says,
"Oh, Mother, something just has to prevent the opening this afternoon. I know it's too late to make a reconciliation with Hazel Peters."
"Well, have you tried more than once, Penny? You said you phoned her yesterday and she wouldn't speak to you, but today..."
"Darling,
she might..."
"Hazel and her friends are boycotting the center for as long as they think that Wendy Day and I are..."
"In love with each other?"
"Well, that's what it appears to them."
"Oh, that's the way they want it to appear.
Hazel Peters wants to imagine herself as a grown woman who's been wronged by another. The child's probably glorying in every moment of this."
"No. No, I think Hazel's been sincerely hurt by Wendy's feelings for me. Well, she really believes that Wendy stopped going with her because he's in love with me. And then to make matters worse, Wendy thinks he really is in love with me."
"Well, that's because, well, in his own way, he is. A schoolboy crush is a sincere feeling, Penny."
"I know. If I didn't realize that I could handle the whole situation in a matter of months, but it's going to be terrible with the mayor and Mrs. Carlton and everyone else there for the ceremonies this afternoon. They'll be waiting for the youngsters to arrive, and not one of them will show up."
"Maybe a miracle will happen before 3 o'clock. Maybe the children will decide to show up at the center for the opening ceremonies at least."
"No, Mother, no. They've decided and they're determined that I've wronged Hazel by taking Wendy away from her. Oh, golly, if I could only tell Hazel that she's hurting Mrs. Carlton much more than she's hurting me. You know, I wouldn't be half as upset if Mrs. Carlton weren't going to be there."
"Liz, there's no way to keep her away, is there, Penny?"
"No. No, just to show you how set things are and what a big thing this is supposed to be for her. The mayor's going to call for her in his car and then stop by to pick me up."
"Oh, they're really making this a big civic affair, aren't they?"
"Yeah, they really are. Kay Winters of the Women's Club says they plan to make this the biggest thing that ever happened in Rossville."
"Good heavens. Doesn't she know the youngsters aren't going to be there?"
"Oh, darling, of course she does. She's known that for a long time. And she's hoping the same thing that I am. She's hoping that something will happen to postpone the opening or make Hazel and her friends change their minds. But I don't know. I don't see any hope for either."
"Why can't the opening be postponed, dear?"
"Because it's been postponed week after week for over a month. Too many of the town's most important people, like Mayor Anderson, Kay Winters, Mrs. Carlton, the others, they've gone out of their way to hold the opening today."
"Well, then, we'll just have to face it the way it is, dear."
"We'll have to face it. Look, darling, I don't want you to be humiliated, too. I think you better stay home."
"No, darling, I want to go with you. I plan to, and I want
to." "No, really, I wish you wouldn't. It's going to be heartbreaking. There's no reason why you have to
be there." "If you can suffer through it, so can I."
"All right. We'll talk about it later."
"There's nothing to talk about. I'm going to be there."
"All right, if you insist. There's still time for you to change your mind. It's only 10 and the opening is until 3. Good heavens, it's 10 o'clock. I have to be at the center at 10 to see about the decorations.
Want me to go along and help you?
No, no thanks, darling. Angela's there. And besides, I'd like you to stay here in case there's a phone call that might be good news.
All right.
And how I could use some good news right now.
Who is it?
It's Freddie. Freddie Lang. Are you up, Helen?
Yes, I'm up.
Well, I'd like
Come
to...
Come on in if you want.
Okay, fine.
What do you want?
Well, I'd like to talk to you a minute if... Hey, what are you sitting looking out the window for?
To see what's out the window. Isn't that why everybody looks out a window?
Oh, I thought maybe you were sick or something. Not down for breakfast or anything this morning, and... Well, it was so quiet up here.
If it was quiet in here, it's because you couldn't hear me talking to myself.
Ooh, talking to yourself, huh? What about?
Nothing.
Okay, go ahead and be nasty if you want to. Hey, that's a real nice dress you've got on.
The woman who gave it to me paid $22.50 for it, so it ought to be a nice dress.
It isn't give, it's gave.
Look who's telling me how to talk.
Huh?
What'd you come up here for, to make fun of me? And why ain't you out behind the plow on your farm?
I didn't come up here to make fun of you, Helen, and I'm not at the farm because I had some things to take care of in town this morning.
Well, go take care of them and leave me alone.
I already have taken care of them. And if you'll just let me tell you why I came up to see you, well, maybe you'll change your tune.
Oh, I know. You thought I was sick or something. Maybe dead, you hoped.
No, I came up here to say that I have a job for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I can just see you. You've got a what for me?
A job. You know, Helen. J-O-B.
I can spell little words anyhow.
Well, this is a very little job. It won't pay much at first anyway, but it's going to be a start. Enough to keep you going.
Going where? Out of your life as I came into it, if not faster?
Look, if you don't want to be friendly, Helen, well, do you or don't you?
Of course I want to be friendly, but look who's talking about being friendly. Where were you when little Helen came in on the train? Not at the station where you were supposed to be.
I told you I got mixed up on the train schedules and got there too late. Gosh, you're not still sore at that, are you?
I'm still sore about a lot of things.
Well, you'll cool off one of these days.
You hope?
Yes, I hope. Now, look. This job is at the office out at the farm. We have a little bookwork to do, and... Oh, I guess you've never worked on books before, have you?
Well, little.
Well, I'll show you the little bit that I know. It's really nothing complicated, Helen, or I couldn't do it either. You can start any time you want, though you really don't have to work until next Monday.
Well, you're sure treating me easy. What's the gag, Freddie?
No gag.
You had the police run me out of town last time I was here. Are you going to tell the cops I'm back and have them throw
Helen, the police know you're back in Rossville. I spoke to Captain Harlow myself, and I told him when you came back and what you're going to do, and he said it's okay with him. That is, providing you don't pull a gun on me again.
Oh, I'm sorry I did that, Freddie. I didn't use what I have for a head. I really didn't want to hurt you.
Hurt me? If you'd have hit me, you'd have killed me, not hurt me.
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me of it, huh? Makes me sick inside just to think about it. Oh, it's the dumbest thing I ever did, and I am sorry.
Yeah? Well, now you're talking the way you ought to talk. You're making sense, and you're being nice about it, Helen. And you do know how to be nice, and I know it.
Oh? You remember, huh?
Sure, I remember. Remember a lot of nice things about you, Helen.
Since when?
Since always. I've never forgotten.
Oh, you can lie with an awful straight face, sweetheart.
Think I'm lying?
I know you are.
You want me to start remembering some things out loud? Some things that a guy can't forget, and neither can a girl?
No, thanks.
Well, then don't say I'm lying, Helen, or I'll start proving I'm not.
You hate me because you remember, don't you?
Yes, I do. No, Helen, I don't hate you. That's just the trouble. I don't.
You sure don't love me.
You want me to?
You can't.
You bet I can't, and I'm not going to.
How can you be sure? How can anybody be sure of anything like that, honey? It just don't work out the way you want it to sometimes.
Yeah, I know about that. Helen, that's really why I didn't want you back here in Rossville.
I guess you didn't tell Nora that, though, huh?
Oh, how could I? And why should I, anyway? Nothing's going to happen at all. We're finished. Well, we don't even have to be friends.
I think we do if I'm going to stick around.
Well, we don't have to be any more than friends.
We can try.
Look, Helen, don't,
will you? No, don't tease. I won't. In fact, I'll beat it if you want.
No, don't. I want you to stay, Helen. Nora wants you to stay. And you'll like it here after a while.
Well, I like it here now.
Well, you'll like it even better after you've worked here a while, met some people, made a few friends.
Think anyone will look at me twice?
I did. Twice. Three times. Four times.
Yeah, but that was when you didn't know any better, wasn't it?
Oh, I wasn't so dumb.
Nah. But now you're far from dumb. You ain't even giving me a second look now.
No? Do I seem to be looking the other way now?
You're thinking the other way.
How can you tell what I'm thinking?
I can tell.
Now, look, don't give me that woman's intuition stuff.
Well, don't give me that big, strong he-man stuff that you can brush off anybody and anything that bothers you. Maybe you better let me go, Freddy. Before we can't look at each other without...
No, Helen, that's never going to happen. It just can't. It just can't. Well, it just better not.
Now you're talking. It just better not. Well, let's just hope it won't, honey. I don't want to hurt your wife no more than you do, but one of these days I've got to get something out of life a little, Helen, before there's nothing. Hello, I'm home.
Oh, hi, Gypsy.
Hello, Freddy. Did you and Nora get everything straightened out about the other night?
Yeah. Yeah, and I ought to have my head knocked off for walking out on her the way I did, too. Sometimes, Gibbsy, I wish I had brains inside this hat rack of mine.
Oh, you had brains enough to have solved the problem. Tell me about Helen. You on good terms with her, too?
Oh, sure. She's not sore at all anymore. Hey, how about you? Are you all set for the opening of the center this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm all set. All set and just sick about it.
Well, what...
Oh, there's the phone, Freddy.
Okay, Penny.
Thank you, Mother. I didn't know you were upstairs.
I just came down.
Hey, Gibbsy... What do you mean you're sick about the opening?
Well, no one's going to be there, Freddy.
What?
No one but the mayor, Mrs. Carlton, the opening day committee, and those who are making speeches. Look, didn't Nora tell you about Windy Day?
Well, yeah, she mentioned something about it. You know, about how the kids in town were all sore at you, but... Oh, Gibbsy, I don't think they'll stay away from the center. There's too much
Look,
for them to
every boy and girl in town's agreed to boycott the center, Freddy. There won't be one...
Penny!
But they
Penny.
Can't...
Yes, Mother?
Penny, that was a call from the mayor's office, and I have the most wonderful news.
Well, if it was from the mayor's office, how can it be good news? What time is the mayor's car picking me up?
The mayor's car isn't picking you up, Penny.
Why not?
Mrs. Carlton is ill.
Well,
not
what
you... seriously ill, just confined to her bed with a cold.
And
the mayor wants to postpone the opening of the center until Mrs. Carlton can attend.
Oh,
what do you know?
Wonderful, Freddy. Saved. We're really saved.
They are, Gypsy. Saved by a case of the
golly. Snow.
So the opening of the community center has been postponed. Now Penny will have a chance to solve the problem of Windy Day. Will she be able to do it? And what about Helen Burroughs and Freddie Lang? Is Freddie in love with her, as Nora once suspected? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode... of Hearts in Harmony. What a delicious treat when you serve Kroger Tender Ray Steak. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Buy Kroger Tender Ray beef soon, and notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. But ladies, discover for yourself the wonderful tenderness of Kroger Tender Ray beef. And learn for yourself that the Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and order a Kroger Tender Ray beef steak or roast. Treat yourself and your family to the finest beef value in town. And remember, Kroger Tender Ray, the beef that's always fresh, always tender, is an exclusive Kroger value, available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for the next exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.